This is HPR episode 2738 entitled, My Applications. It is hosted by Tony Hughes aka Tony H1212 and is about 4 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, just a short show on the applications I use on my Linux Mint box.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi again, this is Tony Hughes from Blackpool in the UK. Ken's still short of shows, so here's another quick one to help out with the queue. This one's going to be about the applications I use on my Linux Mint 19.1 install. I've been using Linux for over 10 years now, and during that time I've never felt that there was anything particularly lacking in the software department for day-to-day productivity and general day-to-day use. So this is just a list of some of the things that I suspect most computer users need to make electronic life a reality. So for internet browsing, I use Firefox. I've been using this since my Windows XP days, and it was just natural that, as it's the default web browser in Linux Mint, that this is what I would continue to use when I moved over to Linux. I occasionally use Chrome, but for most part, Firefox is what I continue to use, and it works for me. Email-wise, I've got several web-based accounts, and this means that they're particularly operating system agnostic. I can access them from whatever computer I'm using. But for the ISP I use, they provide me with an account, and I use Thunderbird for accessing and downloading to store my emails offline on the desktop PC. I can also use this to access web-based accounts if I want to and store those emails offline when needed, but I don't necessarily always do that. Office productivity-wise, this is provided with LibreOffice, which is a very mature and comprehensive office suite comprising of all the main tools needed, such as a word processor, spreadsheet, and presentation software. It also has a database and drawing package, and for math geeks, an advanced maths formula creating program, which I've never used personally, but could be very useful for students and scientists. As far as audio and video playback, again, I've been using VLC, which is a native program in Linux Mint, but it was also something I started using back in the Windows days. And it works with all the audio and video codecs that you can throw at it. And if you have the libDVD CSS codecs, you can use and play DVDs that you've bought. For recording shows and editing audio, I use Audacity, which again is a cross-platform program, and it's a very powerful piece of software, as myself and many others can attest to. I've been using it quite considerably in recording and editing HPR shows, but recently I've been recording and using it to edit the Mintcast podcast, which I've got involved with. So that's a great piece of software to use. So anyway, that's the end of a short list of some of the programs I use on a day-to-day basis on my PC, and I hope you found it useful. If not, it doesn't really matter because Ken's still got a show out of me. So that's it for this one. This is Tony Hughes signing off for HPR, and I'll see you down the road again. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.